In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is there, shall
we? We just celebrated New Year's this past week, and maybe we took the time to reflect on the past year and to think about the coming year. I found that most of the things I saw online or heard were somewhat about how bad 2020 was and how magically and all of a sudden 2021 was going to be much, much better. But it was a pretty rough year. If you think, of course you know this. We had our first ever experience of a pandemic. We have had our government's response to the pandemic. We have had our division in response to our government's response to the pandemic. Also, in a very polemic time, a time of an election year. Besides this, we had our usual earthquakes, floods, fires. We didn't happen to enter into any wars that we know of anyways yet. But you put this all together, this past year has really been one thing after another. And in talking to different people, you start to see the fatigue that sets in, the flatness that comes in. Because as the year has progressed, in our reaction to what is going on around us, some of us have become emotionally exhausted by it, tired and wasted. Some of us are struggling, maybe struggling financially because of it, because of the loss of jobs, which, you know, the food lines are longer now than they ever have been. Beyond that, emotionally and psychologically, how is it that one deals with a year like last year, especially coming off of a year like the year before? If you might remember, last year we were talking about how wonderful our economy was. We were talking about how many jobs that people had and how successful things were and how healthy everything was. And just like that, somewhere in the middle of March, it all switched. Of course, there were things before that. Nonetheless, it was a rough year. And I'll ask you to have patience with yourself, and to have compassion on yourself if you feel flat, if you feel broken. Nobody thinks about what it's like to go through rough times, whether it be civil wars or these political battles that we're always having, or the other pandemics, or whatever it is, family dramas. It all can add up. Sicknesses, ailments, it all puts an extra burden upon a life that for most of us was already pretty full. And so have compassion on yourself. Realize you're probably a little bit more depressed, some of you, not all of you. You're probably a little more tired, a little bit more worn out, and that is also to be expected. Now, it's interesting how much we took for granted before this year. To see pictures of people out on Times Square and compare it to the pathetic visions of Times Square this year, it becomes apparent that we take a lot of what we do in life for granted. Coming to church without a mask, simply moving about freely, not having to worry about sickness or our age and how it affects who we talk to and all of the things that we've had to worry about. Those things have pressed heavily upon us. But if we twist these a little and turn them a little bit, we can look back and see how carefree in many ways we've lived and how we've taken for granted so much that God has given us. And as I said earlier, how in one instant, all of our lives can change in a way that we can't imagine. Nobody was imagining last year when last year hit us. Nobody imagined what would happen. Now, it's interesting, this flatness, this emptiness, you would think it would be a negative thing, and that's the way I experience it. I would love to be energetic, inspirational, and to have a lot of extra energy, but I feel tired. I feel wasted. I feel, not drunk wasted, by the way. I feel the other kind of wasted. Anyways. Well, anyways, that is how people are self-soothing these days, isn't it? This flatness that we experience isn't necessarily a bad thing. In the case today, we had Dina Sue's chrismation, and we asked that the All Holy Spirit come upon her, that it fill her. And we know, psychologically and otherwise, that when we live in prosperity, when we live in good times, when we eat well, when we are well, that we often forget about God. That prosperity creates a certain weakness within the human soul. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't want prosperity or that we shouldn't work for it. But innately, in a culture that is prosperous, we become lazy. We become dull. We begin to take for granted the grace that God gives us, the things that He gives us. And we're not reminded about these things until they're taken away. But we also don't know what it's like to rely on the Holy Spirit if we're full of ourselves. If I was full of myself, and I think I'm the greatest preacher in the world and the greatest priest, how is it that I would humbly ask the Holy Spirit to help me in all things? I don't need His help. And that is an example in the priesthood, but in our everyday life, in this flatness that we're experiencing now, we have a great opportunity. It is to begin to get over ourselves, to get over our plans for the future, to get over all of our wants and desires and how things should be, and begin in our brokenness, in our flatness, to turn to God and ask for His help, to ask for the Holy Spirit to guide us, that He would guide us and help us to not take for granted what has been given to us, to not take for granted the opportunities that we have day by day, to help us become vessels of the Holy Spirit so that Christ can flow through us, so that He can come and visit other people. We have been given an opportunity in our flatness to identify with a whole segment of our population who lives this way all the time, regardless of whether there's a pandemic. So as we encounter 2020, I wouldn't look at it as we always are hopeful for some sort of reprieve. We all want the virus to go away. We all want division and the fighting, our in society for fighting to go away, the riots and all the various things that plague us. We all want them to go away. But if they are not to go away, first of all, we should have a little compassion on ourselves for being worn thin. But in our being worn thin, we should always turn to Christ. Ask Him to fill us. Ask Him to guide us. And ask Him to manifest Himself through us. On the Feast of Theophany, which we'll be celebrating this week, Christ, the God of all, the Creator of the universe, enters into the water. And water in biblical symbology is always a symbol of chaos. He enters into that chaos, and He comes out of it, and the Holy Spirit descends upon it. May He enter into the chaos of our society, of our own lives, of our flatness, of our emptiness. May He raise us up with Him. May He fill us with His all-holy Spirit. And may He give us the buoyancy we need to get through these troubling times and to find some sort of joy in them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.